Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, to describe something really boring, people often say it's like watching paint dry. But now, new research has found that actually watching paint dry could be good for your mind. A survey found that carrying out dull DIY tasks, or even simply observing them, is an excellent way to relieve everyday stress and anxiety. The survey of more than 1,600 people by home retailer Wix led to one neuroscientist even creating a 20-minute meditation video featuring DIY tasks. Well, DIY influencer Shauna O'Connor has racked up millions of views on her power washing and painting videos on social media. She joins us now on the line, and you're very welcome, Shauna, to the programme this afternoon. What do you think of that new research? Watching DIY or doing menial tasks, it's good for your mind.
Hi. Well, for me, it makes total sense, because coming from personal experience, I would have started DIY during a time when I was suffering really badly with anxiety, like during the pandemic, you know, a challenging time for everyone, obviously. So for me, it makes total sense. My experience with DIY is that it's, you know, like I started with absolutely no background in DIY. So it was a challenge for me. And it was something that felt very empowering, and it's something that I had control over at a time when there was no control at all. And I suppose really it's just this sense of kind of being creative and being able to accomplish something. And I think a lot of us are suffering from this, you know, productivity anxiety. We're hearing an awful lot about that right now as well, that, you know, this kind of hustle culture is being pushed massively, where, you know, you nearly need to fill every waking moment with doing tasks that are going to like propel you forward in life. So I think if you're someone that's kind of always needs to be on the go and you need an outlet to kind of calm an anxious mind, DIY has just been a fantastic outlet for that.
Yeah, I could see how it might slow everything down. I've watched a load of your videos. I'm now addicted to your videos, by the way. You've got another follower. I was watching you do your patio. Wow, quite the job that you did. But you really, sorry, for people who might not have seen it, you took what was basically a concrete patio and you painted, in inverted commas, tiles onto it, or a tile pattern onto it. And it looks like tiles afterwards, but it was a very complicated process. You know, how did you know how to do it?
Well, that was just, I mean, I don't have a background in DIY, so I would have kind of Googled everything or YouTubed it or watched it on social media, and then I'd give it a go myself. And of course, like tiling your patio or doing slabs, anything like that can be quite expensive. So I'm all about trying to save a bit of money. So I painted on this tile effect on the patio, and a lot of people actually think it is tile. So yeah, the process, I suppose you could say that was a bit of a monotonous process. It's not very interesting, you know, painting lines on your patio for days, but I suppose it gave me an opportunity to, you know, quiet my mind. It was my time away from the kids to just kind of distract myself from everything else in life that's causing a bit of anxiety.
Do you know what they say, Sarah? To each his or her own, isn't that right? Because yeah. I also, Shauna, watched your account, and I thought I enjoyed the power washing. I thought that was pretty good. But let me say this here, right? In terms of this research being good for one's mind or whatever, DIY being good for mental health, I don't know, because
you're awful at it.
Well, I'll put it this way. I enjoyed watching Shauna do that work, but then I had a flicker of an idea that I'd be doing the work, and I had that fight or flight sick sensation in the pit of my stomach.
Not handy around the house, obviously, Cormac. No.
Is there any way, I wonder, did you have that at the start? Were you kind of inert or reticent about getting into DIY before you started?
Oh, the first time I held a power tool, it was a hammer drill, and I was with my husband, and I was shaking.
I thought you were going to say something else there for a second.
No, but definitely, like, it didn't come naturally to me, and yeah, I understand that flight or fight, but I think you kind of have to be open to just making mistakes and give yourself that grace, and I think it makes that sense of accomplishment feel even better than when you do stick at it.
So what advice would you give to Sarah then?
You know, I tell you what it is. Sorry, before you give me advice, and thanks for asking for advice on my behalf. It sounds like I know who needs advice in this conversation. I remember watching my dad make a bookshelf, right? And it was screwed into the wall he screwed the sort of the frame of it into the wall first and then started putting in the shelves, but then he couldn't put in the bottom shelf because it was screwed into the wall and you couldn't reach underneath it enough to put in the brackets. And just the frustration of it. It's actually, that was 30 years ago.
Danny McInerney on this program.
But he managed it and he took it off and we fixed it. And like, because I used to help him with a lot of DIY tasks and we went through it. But my abiding memory of all the DIY tasks that we did together was how many mistakes you make, you know, before you get it right.
Yeah. And I think, doesn't that show again, though, the amount of pressure that we put on ourselves, you know, just to achieve perfection. Okay. So I think we do need to kind of just be a little bit more open to giving ourselves grace to make mistakes. And, you know, I'm a lot more advanced in DIY than I was on the first day that I started. So it's worked out for me.
Maybe that's good advice. What? Don't reach for perfection.
Yeah. Isn't, and Shauna, doesn't she sound so chilled? You sound so chilled, Shauna.
It's all the DIY.
Yeah, it must be.
I'd steer clear with the power if she had a power drill, though.
Shauna, listen, thank you so much for joining us today. Let us know your own DIY stories to 51551. You can check out Shauna's TikTok. She's Shauna O'Connor and she's on TikTok.